Model Test 3, Writing Section.
First, read the passage on page 378 and take notes. Now listen to a lecture on the same topic as the passage that you have just read.
Most textbooks that have been published within the past 50 years include the Miller-Urey experiment because it was such a groundbreaking discovery at the time, and researchers honestly believed that they were on the verge of discovering the origin of life. But the current view of the Miller-Urey experiment is, let's say, skeptical. And there are several serious objections that we really need to deal with before we move on. First, the laboratory atmosphere that Miller and Urey created was charged with continuous electrical energy, but even though the atmosphere of early Earth was subjected to frequent electrical storms, they were probably not continuous. So, some scientists argue that although amino acids and other organic compounds may have been formed in the early history of Earth, they probably would not have been produced in the amounts seen in the experimental environment. Some scientists are also concerned about the fact that oxygen was reduced from the atmosphere in the Miller-Urey experiment. What if the premise that the mixture of gases simulated that of early Earth were false? Then, of course, everything else in the experiment is flawed. And here's another problem. Because several meteorites have fallen to Earth since the publication of the Miller-Urey experiment, there has been interest in analyzing them for amino acid content, and amino acids have been found in them. Well, that proves that amino acids are able to survive in severe conditions in space. So what does that mean? Some scientists think that the early Earth was similar to asteroids and comets that contain amino acids, so they may have been present from the moment that the Earth was formed. Others point to the possibility that organic compounds escaped from within meteorites in impact sites where they hit the surface of the newly forming planet Earth. The truth is that we just don't know how the first cell was formed, and we really aren't sure how that cell reorganized into larger living structures. So, although the Miller-Urey experiment is interesting, it probably does not hold the promise of unlocking the mystery of life on our planet.